Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Absolutely awesome to be back. The weekend is ahead of us, which is an extremely exciting thing. So stay tuned for an absolutely fantastic show. I did a load of eating and drinking this week, so there's lots of wine, there's lots of food, and there's lots of upcoming events for the weekend and early next week here on Hangout with Heather. Last night, I was really excited. I actually got to attend a spectacular evening hosted by former MasterChef South Africa contestant and an absolute culinary craftsman, Ozzy Osman, as he launched Ozzy's Kitchen, which is a casual fine dining. Yes, you heard me correctly. A casual fine dining halal eatery located at the international fashion house and experimental hub called Blue in the heart of Wynberg. Ozzy has trained in some of SA's top kitchens, including the Belmont Mount Nelson Hotel in Cape Town. And he's also trained under world-renowned chef David Higgs at the Saxon right here in Johannesburg. And Ozzy brings a very unique perspective to fine dining and believes in the value of honest cooking, spiced up with his signature flair for the slightly outlandish. Blue is located at 55 Andrew Street in Wynberg, so it's just on the other side of the freeway. The view of Sandton is absolutely amazing. They have a rooftop venue as well as the shopping center and the kitchen, and the venue upstairs on the roof can actually be rented out for functions. So we had a sort of Bedouin tent and we had a whole bunch of stuff on the go with entertainment and lighting, and it really is an absolutely spectacular venue and something to bear in mind. And Ozzy's catering was absolutely amazing. We were treated to a variety of hot and cold canapés that were simply mouth-watering. I really enjoyed the beetroot and goat's cheese terrine. We had delicious little corn and basil soup that was served in shot glasses and some beautifully plated oxtail shoe buns and minted chili pea phyllo parcels were absolutely breathtaking. So obviously everything is halal. Ozzy's catering is halal and everything was absolutely delicious and tasty. He doesn't have a website up and running yet, but as I said, they are located at the BLU building or Brands Love You building at 55 Andrew Street in Sandton. And it is open Mondays to Fridays during the day and on Saturdays to Sundays for casual fine dining from morning until late. So you can check out Brands Love You. You can give them a call on 011-918-4538, or you can also send an email info@brandsluvu.co.za. So that's Ozzy Osman. Absolutely fantastic. I was really blown away by the food. Sticking with a culinary theme, just want to send a huge shout out to our South African national culinary team, who, as I've been mentioning over the last week or so, have been at the IKA Olympics, Culinary Olympics at Erfurt in Germany. They've been awarded a diploma for their culinary art display in the cold table category and a bronze medal in the hot kitchen component of the Culinary Olympics. With 59 nations and over 2,000 chefs represented in the competition, this is a huge achievement. So well done to our South African national culinary team on their bronze medal and their diploma at the IKA Culinary Olympics in Germany. Hooyah, we like medals. And sticking with chefs, if you want to cook with MasterChef Australia judge George Kalambaris, it is all going down this weekend at the Durban Good Food and Wine Show, which runs from Friday, October the 28th until Sunday, October the 30th. That's taking place in Durban at the ICC. Well, it's right next to the ICC, Durban Exhibition Center at 11 Walnut Road in Durban. You can cook with George. Classes are 800 Rand, or you can also cook with two South African chefs, Neil Anthony and Sibam Tongana. That's 300 Rand for those classes. That's over and above your entrance fee, but it is set to be an absolutely fantastic, fantastic experience. I met George when he was here in Johannesburg a couple of months ago, and it's definitely going to be interesting and fun, that's for sure. So that's the Good Food and Wine Show taking place this weekend in Durban. Friday and Saturday, the hours are from 10 until 9. And then on Sunday, October the 30th, it is from 10 until 6. You can purchase your tickets at the door. There are 100 Rand for adults, 70 Rand for students, and 50 Rand from kids aged 13 to 18. It's going to be a whole bunch of fun. There's wine tasting, there's loads of food to try, and the Good Food and Wine Show is brought to Durban by Durban Tourism, SABC3, Qantas, and a whole bunch of other suppliers and sponsors. So do get yourself down and check that out. That's always fun. I really enjoyed the Joburg one. Then this weekend also heralds the famous Johannesburg Pride. So if you're part of the LGBT community, or you want to support the LGBT community, make sure that you get yourself through to Joburg Pride this weekend. It starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday, the 29th of October in Melrose Arch. It's going to kick off with the usual parade, and then there'll be loads of entertainment. We've got a whole bunch of local performers lined up, and general entrance to the festival is free. There is also a VIP lounge, which is hosted by my good friend Sally Burke, and the tickets are 350 Rand per person. You can book your tickets by emailing tickets@johannesburgpride.co.za, or seeing as time is running out, you probably want to give them a call. So just check out the website johannesburgpride.co.za and check out what's going on there. So if you are part of the LGBT community, make sure that you are part of Joburg Pride this year. It's going to be absolutely awesome, as always. Then I'm very excited. The Empty Shop is back. Now, for those of you who don't know, The Empty Shop is a fantastic initiative that's coming for its third year to Sandton City. It is opening this Saturday, October the 29th, and it is running until Sunday, November the 20th. And it is a novel way to give to charity and make a difference as we head towards the festive season. The concept is really simple. Donate, style, and empty. So from general public to fashion bloggers to stylists and celebrities, everyone is invited to bring their pre-loved clothing, which is transformed daily on mannequins with show-stopping looks. And the only prerequisite is that the clothing is clean and in wearable condition. And every evening the store is emptied, and the next morning it opens completely empty and ready to receive new donations for the next day. So the Empty Shop is going to be in the Checkers Court in Sandton City, and you can also bring accessories, children's books, games and toys, all in a good condition for a very worthy cause. Last year we had local celebs Rolene Strauss, Jen Su, Maps Mopinyani, Anela Mdoda, and a whole bunch of other guys came through and brought their used clothing to Sandton City, and I think it's an absolutely fantastic initiative. They actually collected 8.3 tons of clothing to date, and in 2014 they set a world record for 3 tons of clothing, which was the highest amount donated, and this year obviously they're looking to better that. So do check them out. They are on Twitter at Sandton City, Facebook Sandton City, Instagram Santonista, and your hashtags, if you are on social media, is The Empty Shop. It is open Monday through Saturday from 9 until 8, and from Sundays from 9 until 6. And as I said, it is opening this Saturday, October 29th, and it is closing on Sunday, November 20th. So if you are in the Sandton area or you're heading through to Sandton City, grab a piece or two out of your wardrobe that you don't wear anymore, and just give back to the Wits Hospice, it's an absolutely awesome initiative. So do your thing. Coming up next week as well, and I'm going to let you know about it now because I want to make sure that you guys have booked your tickets. Clicquot Boutique Hotel is hosting 3 top South African winemakers for a very unique Sinsau tasting evening in Johannesburg. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Ian Nordier from Adoro Wines, Francois Haasbroek from Blackwater Wine, and Duncan Savage from Savage Wines, all of whom are making Sinsau in the same cellar. They feed off each other's knowledge and experience, and they're bringing this to Joburg as part of the wine menu headed by Corleen Morris. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. We're going to taste 8 different wines from a variety of different vineyards, and this is going to be loads and loads of fun. So this is taking place November 9th at 6 o'clock. The cost is 160 Rand per person, and seating is limited, so that's why I'm letting you guys know now so that you can book your seats. So you can get hold of Corleen Morris on 011-440-5498, or you can drop her an email, Corleen, Corleen, at winemenu.co.za. And this is all taking place at Clicquot Boutique Hotel in Rosebank. Please head onto my website, heatherhook.com, and check out the wine menu since our evening at Clicquot Hotel for more details. Sticking with wine this week, yay, Sommelier's Selection is coming to Joburg and Pretoria, and I'm quite excited. So we're going to be having 100 wines to taste. Well, 100 wines were entered into the contest, which was held in Cape Town earlier this year. And we're going to be able to do some tasting. There are two events, Wednesday, November the 2nd at the Priva Lounge Retrovo, which is in Waardkloof Heights in Pretoria, from 3 until 6. And then on Thursday, November the 3rd at Gallery Momo, which is in Parktown North, and that is from 4 until 8 p.m. We're quite excited. This is it's different from any other local competition in that it's judged solely by sommeliers, all associated with the South African Sommeliers Association. Yes, our sommeliers have their own association. Wines are entered not in classes like Chardonnay or whatever, but they're entered into categories such as white, fresh and crunchy, or red, rich and voluptuous, which means that a wine that can sell for 20 Rand can stand alongside a wine that sells for 300 Rand within the same category. And the aim is to create an ideal wine list as judged by the panel of sommeliers. So that's going to be really fun. The tickets are 50 Rand per person. They're available through web tickets, or you can also get them at the door. And this gives you entry as well as free tasting of all the participating wines. So do head on over if you want to check out their website, thesommeliersselection.co.za, and go and get your details and get yourself onto web tickets and make sure that you book your tickets for Wednesday, November the 2nd and Thursday, November 3rd. I made a note of this and I completely forgot. R&B Winex is on this weekend, and I actually went through there last night, which is terrible. My memory must be going. If you love wine and you love the art of wine, make sure you get yourself down to the Sandton Convention Center. R&B Winex is currently on the go. In fact, Friday the 28th of October is the last day. So make sure that you get yourself down to Sandton Convention Center and join in a celebration of what's hot in the wine world with award-winning winemakers and celebrities, and expand your wine horizons. Yay. We went through last night. It was packed. So if you are going through this Friday, make sure that you get there early. It opens at 5 and it closes at 9. And you need to book your tickets online. So you can head to computicket.com, or you can also give them a call on 0861-915-8000. Tickets are roughly 180 to 210 Rand. And yeah, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. We had a total blast. Corona, Bubbles, MCC, absolutely delicious as always. I do love me a spot of Bubbles, as I'm sure you guys know. Paul Kluver pulled out all the stops. I really enjoyed their Gewürztraminer, as well as the Riesling Dry Encounter. That was absolutely fantastic. So if you're going down today, go make sure that you stop over at Paul Kluver. Bellingham as well was also a firm favorite, and the Canon Cop Cadet had a fantastic dry Pinotage Rosé, which I really, really, really enjoyed. So head on over to Canon Cop as well. And then Zevenwacht, of course, everybody's favorite. I tasted the Sauvignon Blanc and it was delicious. So do get yourself down to R&B Winex, currently on until the end of Friday, the 28th of October, at the Sandton Convention Center. It's in the pavilion, which is right up at the top. Then also this Friday, everyone's favorite band, Good Luck, myself and a whole bunch of local celebs and bloggers, etc., we're heading through to the official album launch of Good Luck's third album, The Nature Within, which is taking place live at the Good Luck Bar in Johannesburg, presented by Black Bottle Whiskey. I'm beyond excited. Rubber Duck, one of my other favorite bands, is also going to be performing, as well as DJ Timo ODV and some other top DJs. So please, please, please make sure that you have got your tickets. I'm sure they will be selling them at the door as well. That's this Friday, 28th of October, the Good Luck Bar in Brom from 8:30 onwards. And yeah, you can get your tickets on web tickets as well. Tickets range from 100 to 150 Rand. Love, good luck, yay. And quickly, because it's almost time for me to go, don't forget, Annie is still on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. It is an absolutely fantastic show. If you haven't heard me raving about it, do yourself a favor and get yourself through to the Teatro at Monte Cassino. Tickets range from 150 to 5 Rand. So do go check it out on computicket.com. I have two sets of tickets to the Robin Hood pantomime to give away. So do make sure that you head on over to my website. You check out the Robin Hood Panto competition. Also engage with me on social media, comment on my posts, retweet, and stand a chance to win 2 sets of 4 tickets to take your family or friends to see the Robin Hood pantomime at the Joburg Theatre on Saturday, the 12th of November. I also have 2 double sets of tickets to Cirque Eloise at Teatro at Monte Cassino to give away on Tuesday, 6th of December. Again, same thing. Head on over to my website and get engaged. And you will remember I spoke a little bit about the sommelier selection earlier. I also have 5 sets of double tickets to give away to both the Pretoria and the Joburg shows. So you need to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, or engage with me on social media. My Twitter handle, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I have a Facebook page as well. And my website, as I've said, heatherhook.com. Guys, I have to love and leave you. My time is up. I'll be back with you next week. I hope you enjoy all the fantastic events going on in and around Jersey this weekend. And I'll chat to you soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.